The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
Today is the 2nd of February, 2023, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We have a national day today, buddy.
Yeah, we do. It's Groundhog Day.
Oh, yes.
Yes, did he see his shadow?
I don't know. I'll check. I actually have a funny story about that movie.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to hear it.
First time I saw it. So my grandma is one of those ladies that just talks through movies. We all know that person. Anyways, I'm visiting her house. First time I seen the movie. She's like, have you ever seen Groundhog Day? Have you ever seen Groundhog Day? I was like, no. Like, let's watch it. And she, I kid you not, for like the entirety of the movie, said every line. With every line in the movie. I was like, anyway, that's my story. I will never watch that movie with my grandma ever again.
I guess not.
Okay, I have a Groundhog movie. Groundhog Day story.
Okay.
In Bosnia. I was in Bosnia, and we were doing a lot of different things there. But it was like, everything was the same because every day you'd do out, and I'd be different places, and it'd be kind of, but you'd be doing, it's the same thing. So somebody sent back to the headquarters, which is in Italy, for the that's when you had the VCRs, the big tapes, and they brought over Groundhog Day, and they played it in the mess hall one night. Place was packed. Everybody just roaring, laughing how every day starts out the same. And then we tried to figure out, well, how long was that guy there? Because, for the movie, it's what, hour and a half. Well, the director of it said he figured that, that the guy was there for like 50 years.
See, now, and I have Groundhog Story as well. I've never seen that movie.
Oh, it's funny.
It's a good movie.
It is.
I'll have to watch.
Every day you wake up, you're still you. Nothing changes. The same song on it. But then you go out and he starts learning things. He robs and he can't die. And he tries to kill himself several times. Okay. And then when he realizes he can't kill himself, he starts doing things, and it's a very funny, Bill Murray.
Okay. So, anyway. Well, I'll have to put that on my list of movies to watch.
He's got the groundhog with him. He can have the groundhog. He drives off a cliff. I mean, that's just one small part.
Okay. Anyway. So, Liam, you're going to have to, find out if he saw it.
I did. So, we have six more. He saw a shadow. So, we have six more weeks of winter.
Well, okay. That's good, because we need the rain.
We need the rain, in fact.
And it's going to rain tonight. And here we go. So we've got areas of frost and then partly sunny today, a high of 56. Tonight, a low of 39. And on Friday, showers are likely, mostly cloudy, a high of 50. Cloudy, then patchy fog in the evening, lows of 43. On Saturday, slight chance of showers and then showers likely, high of 53, and Saturday night showers. Sunday, showers, a high of 53. Sunday night, slight chance of showers, and then mostly cloudy, a low of 37. And by Monday, we're looking for a high of 60 and a low of 39 and sunny skies. And then it looks sunny for a few days, and then a little bit of cloudiness, so a little bit of rain off and on, and that's good news. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And it is nippy out there this morning. It's 36 degrees. It is cold.
It was 62 in the studios when I walked in this morning.
And you actually turned the heat up?
I just did.
Oh, perfect.
I turned it all the way up to 66.
Yeah, I know, because, generally you can hang meat in here.
It's pretty cold today. And because I live close, my heater doesn't kick on, so I just, you know, drive down. And
yeah.
Liam, on the other hand, is the Iron Man.
Yes,
he drives
heaters.
From further away, but the heater in his car doesn't work.
That's just scary.
You need to do, and you know, I'm going to buy him these little hand warmers.
Yeah.
You know, you just shake them, and you can sit on them. You've got some larger ones for your pockets. Just put them in your pockets and sit on
you get
them
some
on
of
your
those,
way in.
Those bean bags, you've got a microwave. You can take those right bags and throw them in the microwave and then throw one on your seat and a couple in your hands and off you go.
Gosh, by the time you get here, you'd be warm and toasty.
Goodness.
Yesterday, as you know, there was an incident and an arrest with the Reading police.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Shuler, Chief Bill Shuler, was on yesterday, and along with Captain Ron Isley, head of the Detective Division, and the guy in charge of rolling out these, I don't know if he's in charge of it, but of the body cams. And I'm seeing things in the paper that people are insisting that the body cams be put on the officers and all that. Well, the story behind that is a year ago, City Council, because the chief brought forth, the RPD chief brought forth the plan, and they voted on it and that they would fund it. So they've been using this time to find vendors and all this. Well, the trial, the first testing period started Tuesday with 8 body cameras, and they've got 2 vendors. So this one will go for 90 days, the next one will go for 45 days. And there's as you know, Trish, because we've
so much to it.
There's so much to it. It's not just a body cam. You can get it. You can get that at Best Buy.
Yes.
It's everything that goes with it.
Yes.
Like the downloads, the amount of space. So they have found
how long do you store it?
Yeah.
What all do you store?
The servers. How long do we have to keep it? And they're going to have 2 people and a supervisor assigned to this all the time. And you figure you have 85,000 arrests. And what if the arrest takes an hour?
Oh,
well, and then you've got 2 officers there. And then you have to, it's not just capturing it and just putting it there. You have to redact everything around it. Anybody that's not, you can't put in addresses. You can't put in license plate numbers. You can't put faces in of other people. Now, luckily, there's software that does a lot of that, but he talked about it, and he talked about the incident, and I saw the video, and it is disturbing. On the other hand, when people say, why does it take this many officers? Listen to what Bill Shuler said yesterday. Just go to our archives. I will paraphrase it, but hear it in his own words. When you have somebody like this that's high on a drug that gives him more strength, and he doesn't feel
total
pain.
Adrenaline rush.
He gets hit with a beanbag. He gets tased. And what they do is to protect officers and the guy they're arresting, they swarm him. This tactic has been around forever. And they all take him down, and they're holding, each of them are holding it. One's holding an arm, one's holding a leg, one's holding, so there's 4 officers right there.
Trying to control
the dogs on him, and he is still fighting. And the officer did kick him in the head. I mean, you can see it. And trying to get him, another incident was happening, trying to get him off. Well, this, yes, that happened. But once they got him under control, they took him to the hospital. He was treated and released. He was not laying in the hospital. He was treated and released and taken to the jail for the 3rd time, by the way, in the last 40 hours. The 3rd time.
Mm.
So when you look at this, and it looks bad, but it was addressed immediately. They have released the report from the officer. They haven't released anybody's names yet because of the investigation going on by the Anderson Police Department. And the bottom line on it is, you know, they're worried about police use of force.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that most of the people that are upset, I would say maybe all of them, have never been faced with that situation.
Yep, well, that's the problem.
I'm not excusing what happened, but it's if you have an officer who has not had an incident any time and something like this happens, I hope people take a deep breath and realize we have a real good police force here. And that, you know, some kind of universal condemnation of the police force is not called for. They're doing everything they can right now to answer this, and it's going to be as transparent as Chief Shuler can make it.
Well, and the problem, as you indicate, you just have to really be there, and you do not understand the superhuman strength that these people have when they're all up on drugs. They have a total adrenaline rush. They are strong as an ox. They're wily. They're you can't control them. And so I feel sorry for the problem when people react, and they're going to react negatively. It's so difficult now to hire qualified police officers, and when the body cams and the immediate, okay, condemnation and fire them and send them to jail, who wants to be a cop?
I'm not, I tell you what though, I am not seeing that from the people here in Reading. But Chief Shuler has gotten phone calls and emails from all over the nation, death threats, everything. But I don't know. There's probably some in here, you know. But the ones that I'm seeing, the organization.
We're a pretty conservative community.
Yeah, but they're saying is that we're concerned about this, and we want to talk about it. It was not a universal condemnation of our police officers. There was nobody calling to, you know, fire everybody, you know, defund them. There was nothing like that in our community. I want to make that real clear, too. But it's good because people are concerned. And,
as well as should
and
be.
it needs to be a dialogue, or they need to be able to feel that the police take this seriously. And just listen to the show yesterday, they really, really take this seriously. So, we gotta take a break.
Okay.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading. with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. Thursday, 2nd of February, 7:21 in the morning, and it's 30 degrees. Woo. I had the Blinky on the horse last night. I'm sure that she was appreciative of that.
She was
that.
Appreciative. Ooh, that was white. My whole lawn was white this morning.
Ooh.
Looked frosty.
Oh.
Frosty the Snowman out there.
Is that more of that white nationalism? Oh, no, it's Frost.
Frost.
Okay,
Frost,
got it.
Frost.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only area hospital with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. What's that mean? It means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. Only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. What you got?
The world is crazy.
Uh-oh.
The world is crazy. I made the mistake of watching a little bit of news last night.
Oh, don't do that.
Oh, I know. I don't know. Like, I couldn't get the Apple TV to work, so I flipped over to the other side, the DirecTV, and I caught about 5 minutes of Sean Hannity. And,
is that
and
about it?
That's all it could take. And everything he said, just reminded me how absolutely, totally, and completely out of control this whole country is. And the national level, this nonsense with all these papers and searching the president's house and...
We're holding the beach now.
Uh-huh.
The beach house. How many houses does this man have?
Well, there you go. And
he's never had a job except being a senator.
Exactly. None of these documents came while he, in fact, was president. So he didn't have any right to have those documents in the first place under any circumstances. Then senators don't get to take that crap home.
No.
And why isn't everybody enraged about that and pointing out that there's a huge difference between what they're talking about with President Trump and this idiot? I mean, how come they can't see the difference?
Because it doesn't fit their, their stories.
Well, it just makes me crazy. I mean, like I said, it took 5 minutes, and I'm like, what the? This is just insane. Why are we even talking about this?
You know, the funny thing is, if there's anything funny about this, is have you ever moved? I mean, you've moved,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
So you pack up stuff, right?
Yes.
Now, if you're like the vice president, people pack your stuff up.
Exactly.
So what I can see how it happened. You can see how it happened. But nobody checked. And now here's the other thing is the FBI is going through it now with people who have proper clearances to mm-hmm. look at this. I just believe that there was a squad that went through a lot of this stuff. And they will never say they found anything classified.
Absolutely.
They will never say.
Absolutely.
It immediately went into the portable shredder. And when it, it, you know?
I was listening to somebody yesterday who was, I don't remember what show it was on, and they were talking about the fact that they burned up three shredders going through this thing of smoking, because they're going through all this stuff that he's got and Hunter had, and all of the documents and all of the emails, and I mean they had to go to Costco and buy two new shredders because they just can't get rid of enough stuff that they're going through as they're.
Okay. Now, do you remember back during the because this isn't the first time this has happened. Do you remember during the Iran-Contra affair?
Yeah.
You know, and what was her name? Fawn Hall.
Yeah.
Was smuggling papers out in her underwear and then they were shredded. I mean, the shredder, and if you've never seen an industrial grade shredder that they have in places where they have to get rid of, I mean, thousands of pages,
yeah,
you haven't lived. So I had a friend, and it's, I'm not going to tell the whole story, but it's hilarious. He dated her. Another Marine dated her.
Oh my.
So he's on the cover of the Inquirer. So anyway, he dated Fawn. And so she came to visit him. So we got a picture of her standing next to our shredder.
That is funny. You know, you can't make this stuff up. And I guess.
Oh no, but they were it was illegal. Everything they were doing.
And,
back then.
But, well, in this stuff now, there is absolutely no reasonable person who could say that documents of a classified nature that were in the possession of him while he was a senator during that period, he had no right to have them.
He had no right to have them. We can understand how it happened. He had no right to have them. But here's the other thing. The ones that were in the garage next to his Corvette.
Yeah.
Hunter Biden had access to all of these houses and everything. And the more you learn about Hunter, the worse it, you know, worse it sounds. But he had access in there. And, I mean, it doesn't take much to think that, did he maybe open a box up and he sees his classified stuff? And then what did he do with
it? I think that he's probably the one that brought them in there. And I think that, I don't believe any of this. I believe that Joe Biden is dirty. I think he's up to his neck in this whole thing with Hunter. I think he has been making money off of this for years. I don't think he's the only one. I think there's, well, I can get into my boat here and my bandwagon and tell you that I think that the whole Ukraine war and all of that stuff, I mean, we're helping him fight it off, but we're not giving him enough help to actually beat him. Too many secrets buried in Ukraine about too many people for too many years.
Well,
do we really want them to be taken over? No, I don't think so. I mean, do we want them to win and become more powerful than they are? I don't think we want that either. They don't know what to do with them. I think if they could just bomb the whole country and get rid of the whole thing, there's people that might do that, because there's a lot of cover-up there.
I'm sure that if you could go to a lot of countries, you're going to find that. I know. I just
But mean, the Ukraine just, is the but, center of a
well,
bunch of
right
stuff.
Well, right now, because of what happened with the doing away with the prosecuting attorney that was going after Hunter Biden's company and all that, and Joe Biden saying it right, you know, we're supposed to give you $1 billion. It's not going to happen until you get rid of this. But here's the thing. I look at the Ukraine war in a much simpler black and white, okay? Russia invaded this country. Ukrainians, no matter what the leadership is, but Zelensky, who was elected, and so he wasn't in the past. I'm not saying that he's, you know, lily white or anything. They stood up for their country, and they fought him. They fought him without heavy weapons. They were fighting him, and they stopped the Russians. And now, it has revealed the weaknesses of the Russian army. And the other thing it has destroyed a multitude of arms that the Russians have. It's killed 100,000 Russian soldiers. And the point is those people that have fought, the people that have fought and died and the innocents that have been killed, they deserve to have their country. And if we and NATO and the European other countries don't help, Putin's going to have it. That's my black and white.
Well, and I wouldn't disagree with that one bit any more than I would say that because in my mind, in my opinion, we have a totally corrupt government at this point. Both sides, I'm not talking about just one side. There's traitors and bad people on both sides of our government, Republican, Democrat. I think our major agencies, the FBI, the CIA, they're all corrupt at the top levels. That certainly does not say that everybody works for every one of those organizations or everybody that's in government or the people of the United States are guilty of anything.
That's right.
The reality is our government is corrupt, and anybody who doesn't want to admit that or see that is not paying attention.
Our
government.
Both sides. During Trump, was it corrupt?
Donald Trump had nothing to lose. Except he's got an ego big enough to think he could solve this problem. He saw it. He had no idea what he was going to be facing when he got in there. It was more corrupt than even he thought. And I believe that. I don't think he had an ulterior motive. I actually believe he thought he could make a difference. And if you look at the things he said he was going to do, the things that he did, the changes that he made, unfortunately, by executive order because he couldn't get the corrupt Republican, the name only group to go along with him and make some permanent legislation.
If a government is corrupt, then the people have a right to overthrow it.
They surely do.
And on that, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:31 in the morning. I have 29 degrees on my thermometer coming out of this one, but I think it's up to 31 by now. We'll be right back.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m., free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Trish Larson and Carl Bott, your community radio station. Today is going to be chilly, and we're looking at rain coming in this weekend. And you know what? It's been 2 weeks, so we need that rain. And then let it rain for a while, and then because this may be the last gasp of the big Pacific storms coming through.
No, it's going to rain all through February, off and on.
Whatever you say, Trish, because you've... Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Northern California's premier retirement community, and it's looking better every day. Okay, got to fix this thing on the side of the house. Got to replace this air conditioning unit. I mean, it's just, but you don't have to worry about that at River Commons. No, they have beautiful accommodations. They are pet friendly. They have gourmet chefs, and they've got a new program that you need to call and ask about. It's a moderate income program that gives you the same advantages of living at River Commons Senior Living. Give Brian a call at 530-221-2121 to find out about that program. Set up a personalized tour, have lunch, meet the people, and find out why people worry less and smile more. River Commons Senior Living. I'm telling you, it's... Linda said it last night. She says, I'm ready for another dog.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And we've been without for 2 years.
Yeah.
2 years this month. So she's ready for another dog.
So here you go.
Here we go. Horse isn't enough.
We talked about that. We've talked about that before. And we always had, black labs. I like to hunt.
Oh, yeah.
And I love my black labs. A black lab puppy just puts me on my knees. I absolutely adore them. But I think I don't want that responsibility again.
Oh, it is.
I kind of like not having to worry about. And the other thing, it's not fair to an animal, in my mind,
yeah,
to leave them home alone all the time. They need people. They need to be with somebody. And I just go and do and...
The longest that dog, that Snooki was ever by herself, I think it was 4 hours. Because you're always cycling back to take her out.
Yeah.
And everything, and then you sit around with her and then you... So it takes time to do that, but if you say, I want to have that dog, you're putting yourself in that for the next 10 or 12 years.
Oh, for sure.
Now, see, with the horse, if I never went out and saw that horse again, horse is with other horses, mm-hmm, gets fed, stall is clean.
It's hard to keep a horse in your house.
It is. But, see, I don't have to worry about that. I have friends that check on the horse when we're gone. I check on their horses when they're gone. But a horse also forms an attachment with the people because you're part of that herd concept. Stones.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
yeah, you know,
What?
I wanted to call in yesterday when Chief Schuller was on, but no, nah, I'm gonna let him have his time.
Why?
I think there's a training and a leadership issue involved with this officer.
Do you know who the officer is?
Only what I've seen in the news.
Well, then how do you know there's
a general?
How do you know it's a training and leadership issue if you don't know who he is?
I'm talking generality.
Oh, okay. Here. Okay. All right.
It's likely a training and leadership issue. When I was military police, I did all my time in California. Did a lot of cross training with civilian police departments while I was in, specifically in the Bay Area. That was 10 plus years ago, but it's a new environment now, as you two have alluded to already.
Oh yeah.
With the laws that are restraining police and, it's a horrible environment. But anyways, I was never trained to kick somebody in the head, unless there was an imminent deadly threat, and then there's no rules at that point.
Yeah, you're fighting for your life.
Threat against the cop.
Yeah, you're fighting for your life.
All the rules are out the door. But typically, when it's not an imminent deadly threat, and that's subjective, of course. Kicking people in the head, not such a good idea.
I don't
especially. Especially if you're 4-1, 5-1 cops versus one bad guy.
Stones, I can tell you this. I can promise you, without even seeing what is taught at Post and or the training here, that nobody teaches anybody to kick somebody in the head.
Well, let me rephrase.
Okay.
It's a lack of training and leadership. Let me rephrase.
Could it be when you were an MP? And I don't know if you arrested anybody high on drugs that
yes, sir, all the time.
Okay. So you know the incredible strength and the lack of pain they feel.
Absolutely.
Was there any time that you lost your temper and you took a punch at somebody when you didn't have to?
Not in my case, no. I just didn't have to, and maybe I was lucky in that respect. Maybe it was lucky that I did not feel the need to do something like that. But just a generality thing. I think some better training and leadership really can avoid these issues.
You can say that, and you absolutely have the perfect right to say this. Was this a serious issue? Yes, but I also know that I've been around violence just like you have, but I've been around it a long time. I mean, life and death violence. And there are things done that, in the spur of the moment, that, no, they're not taught to do that. And you're told not to do that, but it happens. So what you do is you take action on it. You fix the problem. But it doesn't mean there's a lack of leadership. It just means in that one instant, a human being made an error.
Okay.
And they have to be held accountable.
If he is found to have done that, he needs to be held accountable for that. Absolutely. Did it look horrible? Yes.
Yeah.
But they took him to the hospital and he was released. From the hospital. So, I mean, no, but I understand what you're saying, but I'm not saying that there's a problem with the leadership in the RPD or the training.
All right, well.
That's my side of it. Did somebody make a big error? Yeah, it looks like it. It looks like it. So.
Yeah, well, we don't have time today. I could go over several examples for training and leadership.
No, but I'm glad you called in, Stone. I'm glad you called in because if you heard the show yesterday, you heard the one guy call in, and he was visibly upset. I mean, not visibly, but you could hear him. He was upset about what happened. And then we had somebody call in at the end that said, I have to call in because I thoroughly support our police department and what they do and what they stand for and what they've done. So, no, there are questions here. But the big thing is that we need to be as transparent as possible, and I think that's what's going
to
happen.
Well, and I think we need to recognize that each of these circumstances are individual and have to be handled as a one-time incident. If you see a pattern of this kind of stuff happening, then you have to look at what's causing it.
Oh, absolutely.
We don't have a pattern.
If there's a pattern,
an incident.
For sure. But if this is a onesie, you know.
Yeah.
Crap
real
happens.
Quick, a qu- sure. real quick announcement before your break. And I support police, of course. If we didn't have the police on the streets, it would be a lot more chaotic than it already is. February 21st, Shasta County Board of Supervisors, night meeting, 5:30 p.m., Rifle Pistol Association will be presenting a Second Amendment resolution to the Board of Supervisors. Please, everybody, show up with your public comment. It will be voted on, and it likely will pass, and that's only step one. After this resolution passes, there will be other things happening very soon.
What's the resolution? Well, wait a minute. You can't just say that and go. What's the resolution?
Let me email it to you while I walk out the door to go to work, and then maybe we can talk about this another day.
Oh, yeah,
the meeting's
for sure.
Not till the meeting's not until the 21st.
Okay,
so,
good.
So let me head out. I'll email it to you, and we'll talk later.
All right, thanks, Stone.
Okay, all right. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, renting an electric or a bicycle, and I've looked this up, and after I looked at it, I had REU call me, even though I didn't put anything in there. They wrote me an email and said, are you interested in this? Can we help you? I mean, yeah. And it says about thinking about purchasing an electric car or a bike, Renting Electric Utility has rebates available right now that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Now, you do have to meet an income requirement on that, but visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Because I've thought about it, because James Masada, good friend, Enjoy Magazine, he's got one.
Mm.
And he rides it to work every morning. And he says, but I've got it kind of like all the way up to where I don't pedal very much.
Yeah, I think I'll pass.
Yeah, 7:46 in the morning, we'll be right back.
House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. And this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He is a workers' compensation lawyer. He is an expert in this. If you're not getting treatment because of a denial, give him a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. The insurance companies have lawyers. They have lots of lawyers. They have busloads of lawyers. You need somebody that's going to be able to fight a busload of lawyers and win. And that's Patrick Gorman. I'm saying that. Patrick will not say that, but I'm saying that he's a pit bull when it comes to getting you taken care of you. Give him a call, 530-262-2168.
Okay, I have another subject I want to talk about. Do you know, we've gone for a long time and everybody's been so happy that the interest rates for homes were so low and all of that whole period. And now all of a sudden, you know, the market's tightening right up.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting more difficult to buy a house and those things. But there's also, you always got to look for the good side of things.
Okay.
Because for the first time, I mean, we've all had cash money sitting around earning 0.006, right, for a long time.
Yes.
No savings accounts, no good CDs out there.
Most people in the United States do not have any. Most people live paycheck to paycheck in the United States.
Yeah, but there's some people who are not looking to interest but do have a little bit of money.
No, I understand.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
But there has been no place to invest that extra $10,000 that you've got or that little rainy day fund or that whatever. There's been no place to really put it where you can still get access to it and still earn something. Well, people need to be aware that that's not true now. You've got some CDs, 9 months, 6 months, 3 month CDs out there that are paying 4.5%. You've got some savings accounts, money markets that are paying 3 and 4 and 4.5%. So if you've got that kind of little bit of cash, your nest egg or what have you, take it out from under the mattress and you can put it someplace for a while, given that the interest rates are higher. And invest it and get a little interest on it.
Well, that makes sense.
I just kind of...
Because it used to be zero. I mean, you wouldn't get any, but you're right. But, you know...
There was a period of time years back where you had CDs that...
Yeah.
I mean, I can remember Bob and I had some CDs that we had that were paying 7, 8%, you know. And then when this whole thing turned down and the interest rates went down, that was good for, you know, people wanting to borrow money and wanting credit. But then there are some people... a lot of people, they don't have $1 million, but they've got a little rainy day fund, a little college fund, a little this and that.
You don't want
to risk it.
Why not? Yeah.
In the market or something like that. But rather
you
than have it buried.
4 or 5%. And then roll it over into another one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's just out there. I would invite everybody to check with your bank, check with your broker, whatever. Doesn't have to be millions, maybe just $1,000. Earn a little interest on it.
You got it. And you know, we have Susan Eastman.
Yes.
And Judy Maxwell.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's people out there that
take a look at that. You know, your banks. I just kind of stumbled across this within the last couple, 3 weeks. And we've got a little bit of money at the senior center that we don't want to risk at all. So I've kind of invested that a little bit, and that makes me feel good that it's kind of finally earning just a little bit of money, which reminds me, we have the, this is the first Sunday of the month. We've got the breakfast coming up this Sunday at the Frontier Senior Center.
I was going to remind everybody, and let me tell you, here's how easy it is. You walk in, you pay your
$8.
$8. They give you a little ticket, and you walk inside, and there's a bunch of friendly people in there, and it smells good. And you give them the ticket, and they give you juice.
And fruit and coffee,
and then you get your choice of
biscuits and gravy and sausage or eggs, or French toast and sausage or eggs, or pancakes and sausage and eggs, and
have all that.
Have all that for $8.
I had
drink all the coffee you want.
I had the biscuits and gravy and didn't eat for 2 days. It's very filling.
It is indeed. It is indeed. No, and it is. And this week,
you know what I like about it? Because a lot of times they give you just enough gravy, right? You all don't.
I like to make sure those biscuits are covered. And we've also got a wonderful Valentine's basket that the quilting ladies have put together. And if you guys haven't seen these raffle baskets they put together, there's like 100 things in the basket. And so that's, you got tickets for that for Valentine's Day. And we're going to be selling Chandler walnuts, which if walnuts are at a premium right now, and these are halves. Mostly halves, and we're going to be selling these Chandler walnuts of the day. So all kinds of things. And we have a quilt raffle, you know, the lovely handmade quilts. So you come down, have breakfast, just all
enter
the fun
raffle.
Stuff. Enter the raffles. Have a good breakfast. Visit with your friends.
You know,
8 to 11 this Sunday.
I paid a young lady to make a quilt for me one time. And that's what she thought she wanted, you know, she could make quilts and all this. And so I paid her, and she made a quilt out of – I had, gosh, dozens and dozens of motorcycle rally shirts
that I had.
And I gave them to her, and she took the fronts and backs of it and made the quilt. And as kind of like I was thinking about giving it to my granddaughter, who's in college.
Uh-huh.
And there's a quilt showing where old grandpa in his younger days.
Yeah.
Not that far ago, but in the rallies. I went to, you know, and shirts from, you know, all over the world were on it. And,
nice.
And it was, yeah, it's a nice hand-me-down. And it's been in the cedar chest now for 10 or 12 years.
Yeah.
So at some point, I guess I'll drag it out to see if I could use it, I guess, for a horse blanket.
Oh, gosh, no, those handmade quilts. I have quilts that...
Oh, no, it was handmade. It's nice, too. Yeah, and, I mean, she did a really fine job. And I lost touch with her, you know, because I knew her through her mother. I mean, she was like 21, 22. And then we kind of lost touch with the mom, too. She used to be a waitress down at Gold Street Cafe.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, really a nice lady. Yeah. So, okay.
All right.
We got a couple minutes left. I have a big subject, but I'm saving it for Janky. And,
oh, is Doug coming this morning?
It's the first Thursday of the month.
There we go. all right.
We'll see. He's not here yet, so we'll see. But if he's not, it's about objectivity in journalism. And what an interesting article this is. That's all I'm going to say about it. That our ideas of journalism and this article, and it's got both sides in it, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And so that, to me, was a good example of it. But it's really interesting, and we'll talk about that. But until then, we have a minute. Well, we have a minute and a half. Quickie. What's a quickie for
Well,
you?
The debt ceiling.
Okay.
Okay. Are they going to reach any kind of – is Biden going to give any bit at all? He's going to have to.
He has to.
He's going to have to give something. He says he's not negotiating. But they've had their first meeting – and so now we're going to see whether it makes any difference or not, whether the Republicans can actually stay and...
They never have.
Well, there you go.
They never have.
No, they
and you know why? It's because when they say we're not budging on this, government starts shutting down, and the whole media and the Democrats say that, oh, there goes your Social Security checks.
But that's not true. It's not true.
Military pay is not true.
That's right.
You know who doesn't get paid? Government workers.
That's right. But they get it in retrospect. So, I mean, they get it after the fact.
After the fact, they get it. And, you know, they have all types of programs. And what parts of the, you know, what's the first thing they shut down? Washington Monument.
Gosh.
Things like that.
And that stuff's been shut down. You know, Washington, D.C. is not the place to visit it used to be because there's a whole lot of stuff closed back there.
Hmm. Well, now, and then the Republican Congress is saying it's time for people to go back to the offices.
Yes, it is.
I didn't realize they weren't back in the offices.
Yeah.
Okay.
All kinds of things going on.
We have the news, and then we'll be right back after the news.
KCNR. Shasta Redding.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Now in the majority in the House, Republicans wasting no time delving into the crisis on the southern border. The House Judiciary Committee has held its first hearing on the situation. The committee chair, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, notes that there have been more than 4.5 million illegal crossings since President Biden took office.
And frankly, I think it's intentional. I don't know how anyone with common sense or logic can reach any other conclusion.
The Democrats' response? They accuse the Republicans of racism because the GOP wants to secure the border, choking off the flow of illegals and deadly drugs like fentanyl. Another day of difficult, if not impossible, travel across parts of Texas, along with portions of Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. A wave of ice storms leaving the roads hazardous, resulting in numerous flight delays and cancellations. The severe weather blamed for at least a half dozen deaths, but forecasters do expect things to start to improve later today. President Biden and members of Congress attended the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington.
For the 71st year in a row, the nation's political leaders gathered to seek God's mercy and to pray.
Spur us to humbly pray, Father, leaving our wrongful and divisive ways.
President Biden, who cited Scripture's commandments to love God and others, said it's especially hard to love thy neighbor in today's political environment.
It's easy to say, it's hard to do. But in that commandment lies the essence of faith.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
After receiving pledges of tanks from the U.S. and Germany, Ukraine now asking the West, including the U.S., for fighter jets. Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 72 points, while the Nasdaq trading 337 points higher, and the S&P is up 57 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Energy giant Shell reporting record annual profits after energy prices soared last year following the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
This is the highest profit in Shell's 115-year history. It is the highest profit ever recorded by a UK company of any kind. And obviously there is some outrage at these numbers when people are suffering, and there are calls for even higher taxes on these companies. In the UK, they already pay 75% of any UK profits in taxes and an additional windfall tax. But 95% of the money Shell makes is from outside the UK and is taxed outside the UK. So politicians, where it's domiciled, are very frustrated that they don't seem to be able to get their hands on as much money as they would like.
The BBC's Simon Jack. Israel hit targets in the Gaza Strip early today, hours after Palestinian terrorists fired a rocket into Israel. Townhall.com. A major healthcare provider runs afoul of the feds. It's all about customer privacy.
The Federal Trade Commission has imposed a $1.5 million penalty on telehealth and prescription drug discount provider GoodRx Holdings for sharing users' personal health data with Facebook, Google, and other third parties without their consent. In a first-of-its-kind enforcement, California-based GoodRx also accepted that it will be prohibited going forward from sharing user health data with third parties for advertising purposes. Consumer protection advocates are hailing Wednesday's announcement as a potential game-changer that could seriously curtail a little-known phenomenon, the trafficking in sensitive health data by businesses not strictly classified as healthcare providers. Keith Peters reporting.
The Federal Reserve is hiking its key short-term interest rate by a quarter point in a bid to fight inflation, the eighth rate hike since March. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott.
Good morning.
Good morning. And today, the 2nd of February, 2023, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. So many things they're doing there on the cutting edge of technology where you don't have to drive 2.5-3 hours to get treatment that is right here in our town. At Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'll just say one of them, the TAVR valve replacement. Wow. If you're wondering what that is, give us a call. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Liam's at the helm, and it's Groundhog's Day. Patoxy Phil has said?
6 more weeks of winter.
6 more weeks of winter. Okay.
That's good. And yeah. It's going to rain throughout the whole time.
Well, February is when we normally get our snow, so.
There you go. Well, in fact, they've got snow up around Lewiston today and all kinds of.
Well, they had. I saw the other day or yesterday that they were looking at, you know, Mount Shasta getting a bunch this weekend. And, I mean, if you look at some of the passes, even though the last couple of days it's been like, you know, like 40 or something, like Donner's mm-hmm. Pass,
yeah.
They're looking for another huge snowstorm.
Well, when the Pineapple Express came through, parts of California had the biggest snowpack in the world.
Well, they're saying
at
up,
the time.
They're saying up in Tahoe area in that region that it's like 250% higher than they've had. And, I mean, that's great, though.
No, it's all good.
It's actually getting colder this morning. And we started out at 36 degrees. It's 33 degrees in downtown Redding as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 58 degrees, a low of 39. Showers likely this evening, and showers likely and cloudy on Friday, a high of 50 and a low of 43. On Saturday, a slight chance of showers, and then showers likely later in the evening, high of 53 and a low of 43. And on Sunday, showers after about 4 o'clock in the afternoon and through the evening, a high of 53 and a low of 37. And on Monday, sunny for a few days, and then a chance of rain again about Wednesday. So let's just hope we do that off and on all the way through February and get that snowpack going and be careful out on there on those roads. It's a lot of dew out there and a lot of slick roads. People are crashing into each other, so drive carefully. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. And I'm getting comments in here on some of the things that we had said before. That on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on Jefferson State of Mind, we'll have Stones, the guy that called in, and Gary Oxley from the California Rifle Pistol Association. That's up here, the Northern California group, mm-hmm. discussing the Second Amendment resolution, which they had a hand in writing. So that's going to be. And then we're talking, welcome to the show. And, of course, Trish and I are here the first Thursday of the month. We have Doug Jenke with us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I can't believe you didn't think I was going to show up. Seriously, I mean, I was driving in.
If you had not shown up.
You would have been all over me.
Okay.
Yeah.
like a cheap set of underwear, man. Liam, what's this mean?
Yeah.
What's this mean?
Your finger up? I don't know.
No, remember from.
And it's not that finger either. It's
pointer
finger.
The finger, and if the finger comes up and kind of leans over in that direction, what do you do?
Turn off his microphone.
Yeah. Shut off his microphone. Okay, got it. Just making sure.
Actually, you were shutting both microphones.
Exactly.
Well, there was
I'm
a while.
Well,
you didn't want to discriminate.
Yeah.
I had to break. I had to break. We had to take breaks. Turn them off. Okay, guys. This is something I want to throw out because I read it, and I saved it for you.
I heard you had something big for me, so let's pull it on. Let's go.
This is objectivity in journalism, all right? One of the things that people, you know, journalists at this time, the news media has one of the lowest ratings. I think it's lower than cockroaches.
I would call it 100% subjectivity, but continue.
A new report featured dozens of journalists and media experts who widely reject the concept of objectivity, which was once a longstanding principle in the news industry. And it's called Beyond Objectivity, which was published last week by the Arizona State University's Walter Cronkite School of Journalism and Mass Communication, put a spotlight on what it deems a generational shift when it comes to objectivity. When misunderstood, journalistic objectivity or balance can lead to so-called both-sidesism. We get both sides. A dangerous trap when covering issues like climate change or the intensifying assault on democracy, the two authors said. At the same time, some news media reformers deride objectivity as an unachievable or misleading goal, and many journalism practitioners no longer even use the term. Newsroom leaders are confronting a generation of increasingly divisive young journalists struggling to reconcile traditional news standards with their concepts of cultural context, identity, point of view, and advocacy journalism.
Well, I will say that everything you just read means nothing to me, because as soon as they said you can't have objectivity about global warming, that tells you that there's no – that the rest of that whole thing didn't mean anything, because that's the problem. Is you can't put it out there and let people themselves make a decision. You've got to point them in the direction.
Let me read part of this, because it addresses that. Restoring a belief in the value of fair, fact-based reporting, trustworthy news is arguably more important than ever.
Yes.
Surveys consistently show that most news consumers want journalism that is free of bias.
An opinion, and we want facts.
And reliable news coverage is a cornerstone of democracy. We all agree on that. But that requires a fresh vision on how to achieve that goal. That replaces outmoded objectivity with more relevant articulation of journalistic standards.
You can all have your own opinions, but you can't have your own facts.
Old Ronald Reagan, you're entitled to your own opinion.
Facts,
you can't have your own opinion.
Facts are facts.
Yep.
And we do not have any news source that I am aware of that is based on factual objectivity. None.
Well, and you know what's kind of scary about this, Carl, is you guys may have heard about it. It's called AI.
GPX. Oh, no, we've had two. I've gone off on this because it is incredible. I've used it.
Well, the thing is they, I was reading an article where they went in and they asked the question to do something, and it came out completely 100% left bias. It wasn't even fact-based, but it sounded interesting, and if you trust that, you're going to think that, in fact, is the truth.
Yes.
Well,
and
that's
a little concerning now that we have this ability that kids won't have to do their homework. Reporters won't have to do their stuff. I mean, we're getting it in the real estate industry that we can have them write our copy for houses. I'm like, why even live? Why should we even – what are we going to do? Sit here and pick our nose?
Well, you're going to have to do something like that, because we're no longer teaching our children how to read and write. I point out all the time in the state of Oregon, you no longer have to be literate. You don't have to be able to read and write to get a high school diploma.
Yep.
So if you can't read and write, you're going to have an app to do something for you, because how else are you going to accomplish anything?
But, and here's the thing is, ChatGPX – because I've gone on it, and I just wanted to see. And it is fascinating. And right now it's free. Now they're going to put a paywall on it. It can, you know, I gave one sentence about writing a novel. What it was, you know, the general premise. And I said, give me 250-page chapter headings. And it gave me seven chapters, and most, you know, like five of the seven chapters, yes. One of them was completely a great idea that I hadn't even thought of. And then the conclusion, and you know, something under each one. It took it 3 seconds, 3 or 4 seconds. It went, it goes ding, 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 pop. Here it comes. And you're absolutely right. The impact this is going to have, how many jobs are going to be lost?
Well, and the creativity of the human mind.
Now, here is the thing, is this lady wrote an article, or she asked ChatGPT to write this article about the Jeep factory back in Indiana that was laying off people because they've slowed down on internal combustion and this, on cars. And she had already written the article, so she put it into chat. It came out, and she said it was really, really a good article. Included things that I haven't put in there. She said, but it also included a quote from the president of the company about layoffs that he had never made. But it sounded so plausible. And she said he had never made that. And see, the computer does not have a conscience.
Nope.
Well, I remember the first person that was trying to teach me about computers. And I think that it always stuck in my mind that what you've got in your computer boils down to garbage in, garbage out.
Well, yeah.
And whatever information you put in there is what you're going to get out. And,
yep.
And the way it's programmed.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back after these messages.
Yeah, because this is the impact this can have on the world.
Yeah.
And
negativity.
Negative and positive. But, I mean, it can be positive. But that's just today. Because as Liam points out to me, that the artificial intelligence is growing at such rapid rates that whatever's here today, a year from now, it'll be so far beyond that.
Well, what's here today is not even like what's actually here and available. What's available to us is not what's available to them, right? So
yeah.
They're already on version 3 or 4.
Oh, yeah, yeah on so, this thing. Yeah. And I think it was Google that said, was it Google?
Yeah, Google.
They said that Chat could put them out of business. Because we know you look up things on Google.
Mm-hmm.
It just gives you, it just spits out facts. This thing will spit out a story about those facts.
Yeah.
Well, it spits out left-wing facts, but that's okay.
Well,
it does. It does. Because someone, it was, I know that we need to take a break. But no, I saw this thing, and it was like, name 3 good things about President Trump. And it was like, oh, like, we're not biased or whatever. And it refused to answer. And then if you ask it to name 3 good things about Joe Biden, it just goes on and on about how great he is.
Now, I asked, okay.
We need a break here.
Put the finger on me. Maxwell Insurance and Finance. Judy Maxwell is just a great lady. And guess what? She's bringing back the animal guy. You know, that they have, you know, the
Mutual of Omaha.
Mutual of Omaha. And he comes in once a year, and he comes into the studio here with the greatest selection of animals. Little Cody Mundys and snakes and all types of stuff in here. And it's great. But Maxwell Insurance and Financial, she started this business in 1993. She's been helping our community ever since the day it opened. People that lost their home insurance because of fire, we sent them to Judy, and she got them that home insurance and the fire insurance. That's just one of the many things that Maxwell Insurance and Financial is able to do.
I'll throw in, I've actually been with Judy Maxwell for 25 years, so there's an endorsement just for me on real life.
There you go. Give her a call at 530-221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back. Yeah, don't mind, but what do you mean I am the one who can dance on the floor and around? She said I am the one who can dance on the floor and around.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grants
to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, and then from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Romance is in the air at Wind River Resort and Casino, and we're celebrating with a Valentine's weekend dinner special. Join us in Seasons and treat your special someone to a savory T-bone steak or roasted pork loin dinner with your choice of appetizers and desserts. This special will be available in Seasons from February 10th through the 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. Reservation suggested. For complete details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Trish Lark and Carl Bott.
Today, and Doug Janke.
And Doug Janke, who is here. I was going to introduce you separately, but I'll just throw
you. You're going to get your own
I'll
belly.
Throw you
special guest.
Today is the 2nd of February, 22 in the morning, about 31 degrees out there. Yeah, it's cold, and we're going to get rain later this week. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. It's sunshiny. Go over and get that car or truck clean, and they do a great job. Sit in your truck, and it goes through there, comes out sparkling, and a nice person on the other end has this big towel, dry clean towel, wipes off your car. It's a pleasant experience. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. If you buy 10, you get 3 free. At Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market and Eureka Way, right next to Dutch Bros. I'm here with Trish Lark and Doug Janke, and we're talking about objectivity in the media. And I've got a couple more quotes that's going to, I'm going to watch Doug's head explode. Objectivity was wrong, a failed concept, said Atlanta Journal-Constitution editor turned ASU journalism professor. It was a mistake to head down the path of dishonest objectivity. But objectivity to me is that
can't be dishonest. It's factual.
That it's just it's factual that you're giving the, you know, and you're letting people decide by giving them both sides of the story. Let them decide. Objectivity is not even possible. Another editor in chief said, "The journalist's job is truth." Not objectivity. Well, truth based on notwithstanding all the biases and passions. And then the San Francisco Chronicle editor said, young journalists are willing to share their lived experiences to call out bull despite their status in the newsroom. there can sometimes be a chasm between them and older veteran reporters.
You know, it's funny. Okay. The
I'm throwing that out to you all.
All right. Well, it's funny, first off, that last statement about their lived experiences. They lived in the safest, most profitable, prosperous time in the history of humankind. They haven't actually had a hard time of it at all. Liam and I went back about his time and our time, and we had, you know, the wars. We had Vietnam. We had all kinds of stuff. They have the 9/11, so everybody's got problems. And to sit there and think that this current generation of the most prosperous time in human history has given them some unique insight is amazing. But truth is objectivity. Objectivity is simply saying this is a cord. It plugs into an outlet. Da da da. Now the cord may kill you if you're standing in water. Now that's a fact as well. But then you can do an opinion based upon those facts. And the problem is the three sources you cited, I guarantee, all donate to the Democrat Party. So therefore, I'm being objective to say that they are not being objective.
That's absolutely factual.
There you go. So, hey, Carl, I have to clear something up real quick on this because objectivity. So on the last show, you said I was a liberal, and I had somebody come out. Hold on. I had somebody come out and ask me, and I had to explain to her that you suffer from Tourette's when you and I disagree, and you just call me liberal. So,
which is true.
Which is true. So just to let you know, I am conservative, folks. Everybody, when Carl says that, he's having a Tourette's episode. So just know.
Anybody that listens to you when I say that,
But Carl, you just rubbed him the wrong way.
No, he called me the other day.
He's been waiting to say that.
Oh, man.
He probably said it on last week's show anyway.
Not yet, but it's coming up.
Okay. Well, you know, to Doug, the ultimate insult is to say that, but to have somebody believe it. Now, that, to me.
That's incredible. That's objective. They can't have listened to you very long.
That's not very long.
That's objective.
That was awesome. He's very objective in his opinion on me. There you go. I like that.
And I use my biases and my fact that I found out that when I poke him with something like that, he reacts.
There you go. But you know what's funny, Carl? Objectivity.
Wait till I put it on
it's
Facebook.
It's the truth. Yeah. Well, I've had way worse that about me, so that doesn't been a compliment almost.
Tell me about that.
Objectivity is the truth, guys. It's you're stating the fact. How you interpret it, it's not that there's this death of objectivity. It's that the liberal media won't give it. It's all subjective to how they feel about something. I mean, let's just call a spade a spade. Let's open this can of worms. A man and a woman create a baby. Nothing else, nobody else, nowhere else. Period. That's objective. That's historic. That's scientific. But
factual.
Now, it's factual. But now we have all of this wokeism and this interpretation on how they feel about it. That's subjectivity. But objectivity is there are hard facts, you know, that are out there and you can't – they're indisputable. That's objectivity. And what people feel about it, that's up to them. Trish may think something different than you, and I may and so that's what this is supposed to be, is put the facts out, let the people come to their own conclusion.
Now,
right or wrong, it's their conclusion.
Exactly. Now, what I did at the beginning when we started this was totally objective. I reported the news story. Now, our show, there's many times that I will report a news, something that's happened, and I take it right there. I don't make a comment on it. But then we get into what we do on a talk show. Then you talk about it. Now it becomes subjective.
It does. And
totally.
You have an opinion,
so
I have one.
I said, this is what the story said. I reported it exactly, both sides. And then the comments afterwards then become subjective, and that's why it's entertaining. But obviously – when you go to, you know, when you go and listen to today's media, there's always, I think, in everybody's head that says, "Yeah, you know what? I don't know if I can trust them." Now, it may not say that exactly.
No, I don't.
But there's been so many instances over the past 100 years that you really have to, when you read something, like I'll read something and I'll go and look at that from different sources because I don't trust it anymore.
Every article that you read that let's talk about the election. Immediately they will say the false premise that the election was illegal. They've been promoting and they always term it in such a way that it's been disproven and it's false and it's a conspiracy theory, and that's fact. They present it as a fact.
Well, it's just like the global warming thing. Global warming, the facts are settled. No, the facts are not settled. Reality is the globe is not warming up at the rate they say it is. Do we poo where we eat? Yes, we are polluting animals, and that's bad. But the history of this planet is it gets hot, it gets cold, it gets hot, it gets cold.
It floods, it's water, it's ocean, it's...
California has drought, California has rain, and those
are facts.
Well,
we have salt water out in the Millville Plains.
Yeah. Well, and so the thing is those are facts. The history of the world is it's gotten hot, it's gotten cold, and that was all before even human beings were here. But it's being presented that the argument for global warming is fact, and that's not true. There are way more scientists who signed on that there is no global warming to the way that it is being presented than the ones who are signed on that it is, but you never hear about them.
No, and we want to now. They're even coming out and saying, well, it's climate change.
Climate change.
Climate change. Well, I can agree with that. The climate has been changing, and that is what God created, and the climate changes. And what we do certainly pollutes it, certainly has an impact, but does not control it.
Well, I mean, and you don't need to look any further for people who might believe in climate change. Is they find sea fossils up in the high plateaus in Utah and those parks with all the rocks. How the hell did they get up there? How?
Yeah.
Because there was water there at one time. They didn't get trucked up there.
Yeah.
They were there. And that is climate change. And it's been happening longer than we've been around.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, one of our favorite places.
Absolutely.
Rebecca and Henry own the store. They bought the store probably, 7-8 years ago from the guy that founded it. It's been around like 30 years. They have an outstanding selection of jewelry at very fair prices. They're super people. They are, you know, they will help you find exactly what you're looking for. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. That's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. When we come back, I want to talk about what Bob Woodward said about journalism and Russiagate.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain market, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. It's Thursday the 2nd. I'm here with Tris Clark. Our guest is Doug Jenke. It's 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Been getting my hair cut there for 15 years. Never had a bad haircut. They work by appointments, so I'm going to call them today after the show and make an appointment so I can get my hair cut before the big event on Saturday, the crab feed. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. Okay, we were talking about objectivity and, you know, when we left. We talked about Bob Woodward, who said, I told them, you know, if this guy is like really, you know, broke the Watergate and all that. He said the Christian Steele dossier was garbage. And he said, what's happened, you know, with journalism? That they ignored things. They actually ignored facts to put this stuff out. And then won Pulitzers over a false document for the reporting while they were ignoring all the signs that said this was fake, including FBI from the beginning.
If you were a Rush Limbaugh fan, which that was the only guy that I listened to consecutively every day forever and still believe, the only one telling the truth always. I don't ever believe that man lied to us. I just don't. He said that from the very beginning. He discounted every word from day one and pointed out the reality of how it could not possibly be true.
Well, and you know what? I'll chime in on this one only to the effect of the media is just corrupt, and it goes down to our schools and everything else. We can go there. But to me, what's more disturbing is our intelligence apparatus, the FBI, the CIA, they all knew it. There is now smoking guns talking about who knew what. They
and
know
the people it. Rolling over.
They knew that Hillary Clinton paid for it. I mean, that how she's even walking, I don't know. I mean, she should be tried for treason and the results let them speak for themselves. But that to me is the bigger lapse because they knew our intelligence apparatus, which is theoretically the best in the world. They knew from the get-go it was 100% false, and they pushed it to take out Donald Trump.
Yep.
And the media reporting on it falsely to the Pulitzer Prize level. Yeah, that's just a symptom of the cancer. But our intelligence apparatus, and I heard you guys talking about the DOJ and the FBI being corrupt. That really is what Russiagate exposed, just how bad that has become.
The top level.
Yep.
Yep.
And here's the tough spot. It's like my beloved Marine Corps has made some decisions lately that I've gone, whoa. Yep.
I would
not all of
it,
them,
yeah.
But some of them.
Yep.
But see, I remember, but I know the Marine Corps. I know those people in the trenches, and I know those people that work that believe in this country and believe in what they're doing is right. But there was a series of officers promoted, obviously, under the Obama administration, and then Trump. When Biden came in, those chickens have come to roost.
Yep.
And that's what you.
They're having a hard
time. If anybody needs
it.
To be objective,
yep.
It's got to be the military.
Yep.
They were the ones that pushed the you talk about integration. When Harry Truman integrated the armed forces in 48, did more to change the outlook on this country from those in the military, not people outside the military, because you depended on somebody of a different race to save your life. And it worked.
Well, I think World War II, the Tuskegee Airmen and that whole, I mean, I've read a little bit about it. I'm not claiming expertise. But I think that the soldiers in World War II were exposed to that these were true patriots. These were true fighting, yeah. And they saved as many white people as they saved themselves.
Yeah.
And I think that was an easy decision for him to do. And I think it was more done. But, yeah, our military apparatus has gotten to the point where it's an extension of the intelligence apparatus, and it's being used nefariously.
Not in all ways, but there are things that when you see that the Constitution says we have to have an army that can protect, or armed forces that have to protect our country. We have to protect our border, keep our border safe and sane, infrastructure.
Note to Sleepy Joe, keep our border safe and sane. Carl Bott said it here first.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But, and then infrastructure of our country.
Yep.
Dwight Eisenhower built the freeway system.
Yep.
Why did he do it?
For the military.
For the military.
Yep.
So we could move back and forth in our nation quickly. And those things, anything after that.
We need to go back to basically looking at our Constitution and those things not literally listed that the federal government is supposed to do, such as education.
Yep.
They need to be taken out of the federal government realm and returned back to the states. We need to just go back to that original document.
I think the Department of Education started under Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you think
a paragon of presidents.
Yeah.
Oh, well, exactly. But if you think about the amount of money that's spent at the federal level for education that has absolutely nothing to do with educating our children, if you just took that money and put it back to the states, perhaps we could actually start teaching our children again and spending and get the federal government out of it. They got no business in that or many other things that they do.
Well,
protect our country, control the infrastructure.
I mean, we have the most well-paid teachers on the planet Earth, and we are sinking every single year in results. So
we're not educating our children.
No,
we're indoctrinating our children.
We're making them.
And we've been doing it for a long time. Go back to Angela Davis. We all stood up and said, you can't have a communist go into our schools and start teaching. And they said,
boy,
yes, we can.
Well, you got to give them credit. I mean, you know, rules
they
for radicals.
They started way back.
Rules for radicals is you got to take the kids and you got to make
the
parents marginalized. And we have reached that point.
They have too many guns in the United States. We're never, ever going to be able to take them over. The way we're going to take over the United States without firing a shot is through our schools.
Through our children.
Through our schools, our children, and look what they've done.
Well, Carl, you know, it's funny you mentioned military. I have been, early on, I was an opponent verbally, vocally on our radio show with Nick, Poked the Hornet's Nest, about us being at all involved in Ukraine. I'm convinced military, and you're a military man, we're going to find ourselves on the wrong end of some sharp points because now we're giving them tanks, and he's requesting
airplanes.
F-16s. And we've given the second most corrupt country on the planet Earth next to Burma, we've given them $110,000 million in aid and military stuff.
And don't know what they're doing with it.
They have no idea where it's went, and I was reading in a report that some of our best high-tech stuff that we did send, they can't find it. My money is go to Shanghai. You will probably find it there, or maybe to Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan. Because speaking of the military, being nefarious, we're getting ourselves into a hornet's nest again, and that's not what we're about. That's not America.
Look what we left in Afghanistan. Look at the amount of equipment that we left in Afghanistan. Where is all that?
Well, again, objective reporting would say and let everybody know this is what we left. This is where we're going. Now, they can have an opinion where it leads, but getting back to your objectivity, these are statements of fact that are happening right now, and it's not even being reported.
Okay, here's another statement of fact.
Please.
A warmongering nation invaded another nation to take them over. The people in that country, armed with nothing, fought the Russians to a standstill. We have sent money and weapons and more sophisticated weapons, as has Europe, by the way. Germany, Poland, they're sending tanks. They've got – now, when we send tanks, it's going to take it probably at least a couple years to do that because you can't take it out of the stores. They've got to be built and all that.
Put them on a boat, ship them over there and start using them.
And training. That includes the training and all of this. Now, I look at it like this, that it's like when Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait. The whole world turned on Iraq and said, you can't do this, and threw him out. And, you know, after that, I'm not going to get into after that, but threw him out of there. Ukrainian people are fighting for their freedom. And, yeah, we're sending stuff, and, yeah, I'm sure there's corruption. But they have fought them to a standstill and have actually taken back parts of their country. I see nothing wrong with that because we have learned about the Russians. We have learned about their ability to fight, their small unit tactics, their weapon systems. And you can say there's corruption there. But when another country, because of their size and their bellicose ambitions of one man, Putin, invades another country, kills women and children, destroys infrastructure, what are we supposed to do? Just, okay.
Well, I think your statement was a little bit subjective, if we're going to go on the objectivity, is if you do a little research on Ukraine and Russia and what's going on, it's not as easy. I'm not sure Vladdy's going to be a completely bad guy when the dust settles. There was an agreement with Reagan and Gorbachev that NATO would not expand into the former Soviet states. And as soon as Reagan and Gorbachev were gone, that's exactly what old HW and everybody else has done since. And there was actually a peace pact within the first week of the war, and all Vladimir Putin wanted, you can look it up, no NATO for Ukraine, and to let the Donbass region become an independent region, not a Russian, but an independent region, because since 2014...
With Russian forces in it.
Well, the thing is the problem is, what you probably don't know, is 2014, the Obama administration did a coup and threw out the Russian-leaning president that had been there since the early 90s. Well, as soon as the Obama coup happened, okay... We recently had Ukrainians at our house, so I'm speaking some firsthand knowledge here. The Western Ukrainians really have an intense dislike for the Eastern Ukrainians, okay? Real intense. And I mean, one of the family guys told me that when he went to the West to go skiing, it was treated like a second class citizen because of the Ukrainian versus Russian look. But you can look on the United Nations that since 2014, the Western Ukrainians have killed between 12 and 14,000 Donbass region through snipers, bombs, actions, and everything else. And they had been asking Russia, protect us. We're getting murdered out here.
We have to take a break.
Okay.
But if it was that one region, so why did he have to invade all of, and why is he going for the seaports?
I think he's giving him a lesson because they completely, have killed. Well, you know, think about it. Those people were killed by the Ukrainians on the Donbass region, and nobody's saying a word. But all of a sudden, now Ukrainians are getting killed, and it's a world tragedy.
There's way more to that story than meets the eye.
It's not as simple as Vladdy just invaded.
That's exactly right.
We'll agree to disagree. Not saying that the Donbass region and all this, but there's much more.
Yeah, no fingers in the air, and it's time to take a break.
We have to take a break. And I actually went through the whole show without doing that. But then again, the show's not over yet. I may just do it just for fun.
I know.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been in the business 15 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. I do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. I'm very happy. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, local board of directors, all of that. 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, and the newest branch in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Grab your girlfriends and your coworkers and join Shasta Regional Medical Center for the Go Redding Luncheon 2023. Friday, February 10th, this year's lineup of speakers are dynamic and inspirational. Grab a glass of champagne and shop vendor booths from local retailers and health educators. Learn about women's heart health information and get inspired in 2023. For sponsor information and tickets, go online to ShastaRegional.com. February 10th, Go Redding at the Holiday Inn. Doors open at 11 a.m.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, our last segment here. Thank God.
Really?
Well, Carl's dancing in the room. I haven't seen that since I've been coming, so he's energized.
I have not really done my happy dance yet. The last time I did it was in 2006. I did my happy dance in front of Donald Jim, my combat partner, who is a full Navajo Indian. And he said, if you do that again, I will shoot you. And he had a gun. So really, I haven't really done my real happy dance because there's fear on my part that he will, even if he doesn't see it, he may travel out here from Oklahoma and shoot me. I'm here with Doug Jenke and Trish Clark, and we're having discussions. They're having discussions. I'm just kind of listening.
No, it's not true.
I'm giving a more objective look at things. We talked about objectivity in journalism, about this study, and journalism in the media.
There is no objectivity.
It is so low in the estimate of the American public. And they said it in here. People want their news.
We just want news.
Unbiased.
But here.
They give both sides, like, this is climate change. This is climate change. And let us make our mind up.
But unfortunately, we say that. We're sitting here and we're all fairly conservative. I don't know.
You both look at me and go.
Here's the problem.
Attila the Hun would not be a conservative.
Too many people in this country sit down every night and listen to those stations and believe every word they say. They don't question it. They're so brainwashed.
Right and left.
Right and left. And they don't, they've stopped thinking. They're not thinking.
You have to.
I have conversations with people and I walk away, I'm just going, I don't even know what to say to them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so totally brainwashed. What they just said makes no common sense on any level, and yet they state it like it's a fact, and why would I question it?
Well, and that's the thing is, you know, when we talk about right and left, I would live a million years in a right-leaning world than 1 year in a left-leaning. Because the problem is the right-leaning people are like, look, live your life.
Get out of mine.
Pay your taxes. Leave me alone. Let me do my thing. And I will live and die and have some kids and pass on some wealth. That's yeah. right-leaning. That's just as straight as it gets right there. That's my opinion. And yeah. I know I talk to left people have to tell you what to think, how to live. You need to pay taxes. You need to pay for this. I mean, in time.
You need to feel how I feel. You need to know how I
my feelings into account, but yeah. I'm not going to even take yours into account. And that's the difference. And so I have not yet really, I mean, right-wing conspiracy. Let's get that out of here. But right wing is just common sense.
Yeah.
Left wing is total intimidation, telling you what to think.
There.
Come back.
Okay,
Carl.
I am. To say that somebody is left leaning, but they don't want to have, but they don't believe in the concepts of family and home and leave me alone for the most part and passing wealth on. I think that even, you know, for liberals are like that. It's when you start moving further left or further right that you get. I know liberals that don't want to tell me how I should live my life. They don't mind that I have guns. They don't mind, you know, things I say.
But they think there should be a law.
Newsflash.
Every time something comes up, there should be a law.
On the further left you go, yes, I will agree with that. They want to control what I say. If somebody says something on this station, that's why when you got into trials, I just ramped right up and
almost
pointing.
Punched me. He almost punched me in the face.
Because it's not enough that you've had a history. It's kind of like the police. We've had this one incident.
Yep.
And you've got people saying this, training and leadership. Whoa.
For one incident.
One incident. And yet people were trying to take us off the air. I mean, take us off the air after 14 years.
Well, and you know, that's
because
I'll jump
in. That one statement that has nothing to do with us.
Well, and you know, the thing that really just pisses me off is that side, and I'll be very blunt, has been hateful, heinous, you know, boycotted us, told us we're bad people, told us we're everything in the world that is bad, and nothing has happened. One person one person makes a comment, and all of a sudden we need to be removed from the thing. And that exactly is the perfect example of what liberalism is right there.
I have to agree with the articles that have unfortunately framed the opinion of much of the United States about what is happening in Shasta County with this new board, with our with all of those things, have unfortunately been framed by that very left-leaning, I would say, subjective journalism that you read the article and, yeah, well, that's what the outcome was, but that isn't how we got there, and that wasn't the process. Very left-leaning all the way through it, and yet nobody's questioning them. Nobody comes – I mean, it comes out and says anything – going to go to further to the right, going to be blah, 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 you know, right. They've got moonshine out in the corner, and they're coming out with the shotguns.
Carl, I'll give you the mic.
Okay, well, thank you. One of the comments here is, break time, Carl's losing the argument. And so I wrote back, thank God for breaks. My show, my rules. Okay.
But, you know, it's funny, the objectivity as we close up here, the media, well, let's go back. If our school system went back to teaching the 3 R's, reading, writing, arithmetic.
Oh, yeah.
Number one.
Grammar. Diagram sentences, for heaven's
sake. Leave all the sex, leave all the wokeism, leave all the gender crap out. Let parents do that. And start training kids to objectively think and think critically. And then the media joined it. It would be a glorious place because then facts would be there and people could form left or right their opinion.
Exactly.
And that would be great, but objectivity is dead, and it's dead because of one side of the aisle.
Absolutely.
Liam.
Okay. You guys have not been in school for years. I graduated 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I can tell you for a fact that grammar is still taught and critical. There has been a heavy push on critical thinking. because our school system hasn't been set up for critical thinking until recent years.
Wow, that's funny.
The school system, the school system was built to put you in rows and train you to work in factories. That's what it was built for.
Interesting.
Critical thinking did not exist in our school system until like the last 30 years.
So, Conversation to be continued on the first
Thursday.
Now Liam here is a very bright young man.
Yeah, he is.
We all know that. And so, and I've heard this, what he had said before, and it kind of makes sense to me about you're training people to work in factories. That started 150 years ago. Mm-hmm. If critical thinking is being brought back, like next time, Liam, I'd like you to give some examples.
I'd be more than happy.
Okay. So maybe there's hope here. Okay. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. Tomorrow, Congressman LaMalfa joins us. And I've got all types of questions for Congressman LaMalfa. He's on at 8. And so, everybody have a great day. It's going to be chilly. And God bless America.
Back down. Gonna stand.